Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
Then hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. I would love to work with you. It would be a pleasure to team up with you and make for a better tomorrow and have you reach your goals, get outside the box. And we always get outside the box when we have with us our very special guest, health guru Beverly Nadler. There isn't a box big enough to hold her in with her mounds and mounds of research, insights, and important tips to be healthier. Today, it's about antibiotics. Do they heal or harm? Lately, much disease-related news is about the frightening rise of superbugs that resist antibiotics. Today, Beverly will discuss the major reasons for the serious health threat, and most importantly, she will tell us what we can do to protect ourselves and our loved ones. And folks, we protect our show each and every Thursday by having with us the extraordinary, the awesome poet, author, and friend, Beverly Nadler. Welcome.
Thank you, Joyce. As always, I am delighted to be here because this is actually, I guess, my favorite day of the week. I get to do what I love to do the most, which is share information that is helpful, in fact, sometimes life-saving for a worldwide audience. So thank you for having me. And this particular subject about antibiotics, which are so widely used, is particularly important because we're having some unnecessary and really serious problems because of the overuse. Antibiotics was hailed as a miracle drug, and originally it was. But you know, like all good things, they have their dark side. And what I mean by that is, well, fire. Fire is a good thing, necessary for our lives, but the fires raging in California right now are causing tremendous problems. And, you know, the water, absolutely essential thing, but people drown in it. And I remember a slogan from years ago. It was better living through chemistry. And the fact is today, the enormous rise in chemistry and chemicals in our life are literally poisoning us and poisoning our water supplies. So the things that we consider good, we need to look at what are the other sides. So what's the dark side of antibiotics? Well, for one, 10,000 people a year actually die from antibiotic reactions, according to the Center for Disease Control. That's a lot of people. I mean, it's not a lot in terms of how many people exist on the planet, but they're mostly unnecessary deaths, you see.
Antibiotics. That is a huge number. Huge. My goodness. It's scary to even hear that.
Well, there's some other things that are scary that are going on in life that are related to, unfortunately, antibiotics and what's happening with them. They deplete essential nutrients, especially calcium and magnesium, which are necessary for the heart. They deplete potassium. They interfere with the production of the B complex. And the B complex, essential for your nervous system, for energy, for prevention of so many diseases, and also with the production of vitamin K, which most people haven't heard of, but it's essential for your liver. Without vitamin K, you're going to have serious liver problems. Some of the problems also, they're implicated now in asthma, wheezing, joint pain, yeast infections, and much, much more. And the problems are they are overprescribed. They're prescribed for viral infections, bronchitis, colds, for which they are absolutely useless. They do nothing for this. They are only work against bacteria. But unfortunately, what's happening because of the overuse of antibiotics is that we have a tremendous rise in what is known as superbugs. Superbugs will not be killed by bacteria, and superbugs run rampant, especially in hospitals. In fact, hospitals are now saying that about 10% of the patients in hospitals will develop an infection they did not have before they came in. And that's up from 7% a few years ago. And this problem is directly related to the overuse of antibiotics.
You know, what's scary is that antibiotics do serve some useful purposes. They can either kill or inhibit the growth of bacteria. So it's got to make the distinction between the good and the bad associated with this.
Well, the reason that antibiotics are such a problem and their overuse is that we are born with a huge amount of microbial cells. Microbial cells means that we have in our body what we would call bugs or germs or microbes, bacteria, virus. We have, in fact, between, depends on which researcher you're quoting, 10 to 20 times, not percent, times more microbial cells than human cells. So if someone from outer space came and looked at our bodies with some kind of microscope, they would say, oh, huge insects, because we are mostly made up of microbial cells. There are 100 trillion microbes in our body, 1,000 different species, and at least 700 species that are beneficial. Not only beneficial, like, okay, it's okay to have them, they are essential to our health. These are what's known as probiotics or friendly flora. They are absolutely essential. They actually make B vitamins in our gut, in addition to what we take, you know, in our foods and all, but they actually make this. They are so important to prevent so many diseases. And the fact is, antibiotic drugs cannot tell the difference between the good microbes and the bad microbes. So they kill them all. And the fact is, the balance we are supposed to have in a healthy body is 85% friendly, 15% unfriendly. And the 85% friendly will always keep the 15% unfriendly in check. However, this is not what we're finding in people today. And at 25% unfriendly, you are already open to a lot of diseases. And 50%, you have very, very, very serious health problems. And those health problems range from almost anything, and I'll give you some of them just a little later. But this is why antibiotics have become dangerous. And we are using them to an extent. When you question doctors, they say, I have to give them because my patients request them, demand them, and yet they do nothing for most conditions, absolutely nothing for viral condition, nothing for asthma, nothing for conditions that they're given for that they cannot help. But what they're doing is destroying the good, necessary bacteria that are not only important for our gut. They mostly live in our gut, but that's not the only place. In our gut, by the way, is where they actually produce the B vitamins, and they enhance digestion, and they prevent constipation, and they prevent diarrhea. That's in our gut. They improve our ability to digest food. But they also have found, because some more and more research now in the brain scans and everything, they're able to see things they never saw before, that they improve mental health, that they actually assist people with anxiety and depression and even schizophrenia. The good bacteria will help to prevent that or will help to reduce those problems. And they now find that they improve heart health. Some studies have shown that certain strains will reduce cholesterol. So we have some really, really very important reasons that we need to have this percentage, this 85% friendly, 15% unfriendly, and that is not what we have.
Well, you referenced about taking the friendly four or the probiotics, and I just want to say that is something I take, a capsule at every single meal, specifically the one that you can get from the website healthyandorganic.net. It's a complete GI formula for the good bacteria. It's called probiotic, P-H-L-O-R-A, but it's pronounced flora, daily probiotic flora. And that is specifically for the healthy bacteria. I highly recommend it. And it is, you know, it's an organic company, so you know you're not getting chemicals and toxins. Healthy and spelled out, healthyandorganic.net.
Thank you for that, Joyce, for giving them a good source of where they can replace the, this is what they, what these products do. The product, a probiotic product, will replace the friendly bacteria. And that is essential because what's happening, we are absolutely destroying it with our lifestyle. The foods that we're eating, processed foods, sugar, soda, the chemicals in our food, the pesticides, all of this are destroying the good bacteria, in addition to taking antibiotics, in addition to antibacterial soaps and sprays, which people are spraying in an effort to free themselves or to get rid of germs. Let me tell you something about, quotes, germs. You cannot get rid of them. When you touch anything, it is loaded with, quotes, germs. When you kiss somebody, a friend or lover, when you have sex. I mean, you are exchanging your bacteria with your partner. We can't get rid of it, and that is the problem, is people are trying, I'm going to get rid of these. No, you're not getting rid of them. And with antibacterial sprays and antibacterial wipes, you are actually getting rid of the good bacteria that will destroy. That's what their purpose, one of their purposes, aside from everything that I've just told you, is to get rid of the bad, quotes, bad, the disease-causing bacteria. So you're not going to get rid of it. We are born with it. When a child, the first thing that happens in a normal delivery is that the child, or the fetus, the newborn actually, goes through the birth canal, and it is dosed with bacteria from the mother. And it's dosed with good bacteria. And compelling new research shows that many cesarean section infants have less than optimal health after birth. That doesn't mean their whole life is that way. They need to be taken care of and at the appropriate age, and I can't tell you what that is, but they need to, at that point, have some more the things that will produce the good microbes. But it's extremely important. And some of the ways, in addition, the product that Joyce mentioned, and I will be talking more about how important that is to take a probiotic product, to take the product, and one that comes highly recommended, one that we know is made with the best possible ingredients, the importance of that. But what can we also do? What else can we do to assist ourselves? Well, for one thing, it's interesting to learn that with all of the antibiotics that humans use, and it's billions of dollars worth per year, animals are actually using even more. The animal industry is using more antibiotics than humans. And that is why when I talk about food, I recommend grass-fed animals, grass-fed meat, or organic meat, because they are not given bacteria. Same thing, by the way, kosher food, even though they may have other problems, but they are not given these injections. And this is very important because many people say, well, I don't take antibiotics. Okay, but if you use certain cleaning products, will cause the depletion of the good microbes. But the meat, we eat a lot of regular meat, all of which is injected with antibiotics. We're getting antibiotics, whether we like it or not. I personally do not. I only eat organic or grass-fed meat. That's it. I do not want to do anything to destroy the wonderful microbes. And, of course, I take probiotic products. So, yeah, it's very important that you recognize that it's coming to you from many different ways. So what can you do to prevent it? Well, we do mention taking the product. That is number one, because the worst thing that antibiotics, when I said friend or foe, harmful or helpful, yes, we know they're helpful because we have used them for years, but they're now harmful because we are using way too much of them. So we have to stay healthy because the microbes, the good microbes, are actually part of our immune system. Sometimes they're called secondary immune system, but actually they're not secondary in terms of their importance. They're very important, just as our main immune system, which is our thymus gland and then the phagocytes and leukocytes and lymphocytes and things that are in our blood. But the microbes are our second, in other words, another immune system that needs to be taken care of. So a healthy lifestyle is important. Healthy diet is important. Exercise, excuse me, and anything that is good for health is important. Certain foods will help. such as fermented foods like sauerkraut, cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and broccoli, yogurt and kefir, but I need to mention something about this. In fact, years ago, doctors, when they gave antibiotics, would also tell people to eat yogurt. I don't even know if the probiotic products were out when the time that I'm talking about, because I haven't heard of a doctor recommending this for years and years and years. But the problem today is many people say, oh, I'm having yogurt. They're having frozen yogurt. All of the microbes are dead. The microbes must be live in the product that Joyce was talking about. Those are live bacteria. They must be live in order to work. If they're dead, they're not doing anything. So many of our yogurts, also sugar kills them. So most people, when they're eating yogurt, are eating yogurt with sugar. Plus, they're eating yogurt from cows that have been injected with antibiotics. So if they're injected with antibiotics, that's not working really well. So I only use plain organic yogurt. I take that in addition to the fact that I use probiotic supplement. So, and the sugar that we eat, as I said, the soda, the processed foods, all of these are killing probiotics, the good microbes. So taking care of your lifestyle, and may I add additional, just to make things more interesting, the more stressed you are, the more you're killing off the good bacteria. So it's also important that you take time to relax, that you take time to laugh, that you take time to enjoy your life, because these little critters here, below microscopic critters, need you, their host, you're their host, to be in good health in order for them to thrive.
Beverly, you mentioned soda a few times. Is there such a thing as good soda? You taught me about the good sugar, stevia, which I get because of you. Is there such a thing as good soda?
You know something? I don't know. I've never been a soda fan. If I wanted to find out, I would probably go on the internet and I'd put healthy soda and see what comes up.
Good idea.
Yeah, well, that would be what I would do. But as I said, I've never been a fan of soda. Just didn't like it. Just fortunate, didn't like it. I do like sweets, I must admit. So I use the good, not sugar. It's not sugar. Stevia is a plant that is used in place of sugar, and it is much, much sweeter. So you need much, much less if you're doing your own cooking or baking. Let me give you, Joyce, do you have anything else you want to ask me or say before I continue?
Yes, before you move forward, I want to say what I take for spiritual nourishment is, and advise people to do likewise, is to listen to this show every day and hear in the words of our health guru, in her voice and her words, is why you should be listening. It is good for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, They're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And we ask for your support and partnership in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows. When you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear any show, download any show 24/7. 8 years of shows are in our archives. But I'll give you a heads up on one that's happening tomorrow, and that's Master Psychic Peter Marks on our show live to answer your questions and address your concerns. Tomorrow's show live at 11 a.m., world-renowned psychic Peter Marks.
Joyce, thank you. You brought that poem in at exactly the right moment because we're talking about a balanced lifestyle, and a balanced lifestyle is one of the things that can keep you healthy so you don't even think you need antibiotics. And I want to share something I came across recently that I thought was delightful and just fits in. There is an Indian belief, and this is the American Indians, that everyone is a house of four rooms, a physical, a mental, an emotional, and a spiritual room. Most of us tend to live in one room, and unless we go into every room every day, even only for just a moment, we are not complete.
Wow.
Isn't that delightful?
It is delightful. I just want to say one other thing, because you said check out on the internet, which I did already, about healthy soda. So I found this interesting. Let me share it briefly with you folks. Healthy soda, quote, is arguably one of the most blatant nutritional oxymorons one could come up with. But Coca-Cola is attempting to bring the concept to life without irony with their latest bubbly connection, Coca-Cola Plus. It's being touted as the healthiest soda you can buy, thanks to what's not in it as well as what is. The soda is calorie and sugar free, just like its Coke Zero and Diet Coke siblings, but it also has a dose of fiber added to it, hence the plus in its name. The soft drink Megacorp is going so far as to say that the drink can actually improve your health when consumed once a day thanks to the added fiber, which comes from an additive called dextrin, which was initially marketed as a supplement for those with fiber deficiency. So I just wanted to share that because I really like soda. So I thought I would, you know, let you folks know about that, which I just found out about it.
Very interesting. Okay, thank you for sharing that. I want to also mention something else, and I know something that you are very much into also, is that the concern for infectious conditions is huge. And one of the things that can help actually avoid that is the use of certain essential oils. Essential oils, and we've done shows on it, and we'll probably do more shows on it, because they are the most potent part of a plant. We know how potent herbs are, much more potent than food itself. That's why you use such a small amount. Well, the oils are even more potent, and certain ones have been used, certain essential oils have been used in the Bible, they talk about them, and also during the plague, there were groups of thieves, literally, who went into the areas where the people with the plague were dead, and they stole from them. And I'm not going to call them criminals. I think they're very smart. What was anybody going to do with this stuff? They were dead. But the fact is they rubbed certain oils on their body, and the oils that are particularly known for warding off infections and certainly can be used when one has an infection, and it's a long list, and you don't need all of them, but this list includes eucalyptus, rosemary, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, cinnamon, believe it or not, tea tree oil, also known as melaleuca, clove oil, which you may be familiar that they say to put on a tooth, if you have a toothache, because it also helps the pain, but it also stops the infection. Lemon and lemongrass, oregano, and eucalyptus. These are among the oils that actually protect against these bacteria and viruses, whatever the form of the invading pathogen is. These oils actually help to keep you free from them.
I am going to go to our studio lines for a moment, and we have a VIP guest here, Janice. Janice, can you hear me? Because the chat room just sent me a message that they're having problems with the audio. Can you hear us loud and clear?
I can. Excuse me. Yes, I can. Good morning. And yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Wow, because the chat room just said that there's a problem with Blog Talk's audio on all the shows. So I figured I'll let you be the judge. You're very familiar with the show. You're a loyal listener. You've been with us since the beginning of time.
And I've actually operated the chat room and hosted some shows with you or co-hosted.
Yes, you have. So yes. If anyone should know, but I know one thing about you, Janice, and that is you never miss Beverly shows. Never, never, never. Talk about loyal fans.
Yes. Well, you know, I just want to say for the chat room's sake, if they're not hearing you, it's definitely Blog Talk's situation because I can hear you loud and clear. So it's just maybe a little internet situation.
Yeah, there's always some sort of technical issue. Beverly and I are very gung-ho on having it not be a technical problem. But just a fast question to you, and that is, are you someone that takes antibiotics if you have to, or do you try to avoid it? You are a healthy person, no doubt.
Yes, I avoid it at all costs. I mean, So the answer is I do not take antibiotics unless I'm on my deathbed, and that doesn't happen very often. So in 25 years, I think I had to take it once.
No need to worry about a deathbed. Only the good die young.
That's right, and I'm not going to die young, that's for sure. Yeah.
But you are a huge Beverly Nadler fan, our health guru, and
Absolutely. So
we appreciate your loyalty and all of that, and yes, you did host shows and you did manage the chat room. So let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how reliable, since you're so familiar with our shows, is Beverly Nadler as a health guru?
Well, I would have to put her a 10-plus because she does all her research. She lives her words and her whatever she says, she's doing it. And she's sharing it with all of the people that are our listeners here. She's sharing it with them to help them live a happy, healthy, and better life.
So you
Thank
and
you
I can both can attest to the fact that she walks the talk.
Absolutely. That's why, by the way, Beverly and I have known each other for probably, gosh, it feels like more years than we probably care to say, but we know each other so well, and we know each other through nutrition and health, and we've been to seminars together and where she speaks about the vibrational harmony. And so, yeah, I'm a follower of Beverly. I love her.
And thank you for
too.
Vibrating you. With us. Okay, go ahead. Back to you, Beverly. Thank you for calling in, Janice.
Yes.
You vibrate with us.
I am.
We have vibrational harmony with you, Judith. Right. Thank you. So I was talking about essential oils, and they are something, instead of being frightened about the bad bugs, live a better life, a healthier life, eat the right foods, and certainly you can enjoy using these wonderful essential oils and make sure that you get them organic. These are not something you want to buy in a, you know, just any place. They should be organic.
And the website for that is healthyandorganic.net. Healthyandorganic.net. I have a whole drawer of essential oils. I love them. I use them. So that is the best place. Certified organic oils at healthyandorganic.net. Okay, Beverly, before we continue, I just want to let people know about your website because it's such a wealth of information. Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. It has such an extraordinary amount of health information and about your books. Anything else you want to say about that to give people the incentive to check it out?
Check it out. It'll tell you all about nutrition, which is really important, a healthy lifestyle, the mind, all the things that we talk about on these various shows, the details, so that you can actually read them, renew them, and realize what it is, because you are responsible for your health. But without information, you can't do anything. And a lot of the things that we talk about on this show is just not common knowledge. It may become common knowledge, you know, in 10 or 20 years. When I wrote the book Vibrational Harmony, which is about the laws of the universe, very important things to understand how life works, I said in that book it can take 10 or 20 years before this becomes actually known to the public. And there are more and more people talking about it, but is it something that's widely known and understood? Absolutely not, especially for our younger generation that are so busy with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and video games, and they don't realize that the younger we begin to take care of our health, the healthier we will be as we age. And you don't think about getting older, perhaps, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, but it's a fact for all of us. And so there is a huge, huge, I'd say, industry now dedicated to helping people with anti-aging. There is the natural side of that, and then we have all of the drugs, and they do keep people alive longer, but with all of the side effects of these drugs, they are not keeping them alive with a better quality of life. So take care of yourself, folks. Go to my website, read about the books, Vibrational Harmony, and there's other books on there also, and about a lot of things, how to use your mind, things, as I said, we talk about on this show.
And folks, again, Joyce, if you're going to go to that website, BeverlyNadler.com, NADLER.com, and I urge you to go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com and do become a follower of our show. I urge you to do that. First, I want to ask you the question that I want you to ask yourself, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time.
give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Kudos to Tetsu Uber, our dear friend, for taking my poetry and putting it to such wonderful music. Back to you, Beverly. If not now, when should people get involved with doing the things that's best for their health? Isn't today
obviously
the best
now
day to start?
But, you know,
yes.
I'm very much aware of the importance of repetition and reinforcement, which is why we might be repeating things over and over in different ways. I mentioned the importance of having healthy food, and food like crustaceous vegetables, cabbage, and also I don't think I mentioned garlic, onions. They're important. Beans. These will also they encourage the growth of the good microbes, but by no means is that enough in today's world. When Joyce gave you a site and a place to go for a healthy probiotic, I urge you to go there. If not now, when? It should be now. I'm going to review for you some of these things I've told you, some I haven't, some of the things that are rampant now for people who do not have enough of the good bacteria. Remember, it should be 85% good bacteria, 15% quote, bad bacteria. The 85% will keep it in check. If not, here's some of the symptoms: chronic fatigue, chronic diarrhea, constipation, breast enlargement in men, menstrual complaints and PMS, hormonal problems, severe bruising problems, candida infections, chronic vaginal infections, high cholesterol levels. Remember, I said it actually is heart healthy in addition to being healthy for your gut and your bowel. Chronic bladder infections, a poor immune response, intestinal gas, dairy product allergies, other food allergies, prostate problems, chronic bad breath, even osteoporosis, chronic anemia, vitamin B deficiency and vitamin K deficiency. And as I said, we probably never even heard of vitamin K because it's manufactured in the intestines. And I guess until recently, the discovery that the way it's manufactured is by these microbes that are being destroyed, we don't have enough vitamin K, essential for a healthy liver. Very important. You have a diet high in sugar, or you use antibiotics or excessive alcohol, also fluoridated and chlorinated water, radiation therapy, exposure to toxic metals, pollutants, non-steroid inflammatory drugs, all of them increase the probability of destroying the important microbes. So, yes, very important that you do something about it. And I think this little article will be quite amazing because it points out that you can even use probiotic treatment. When I say treatment, I mean not just trying to eat the right foods, but actually using the product to reverse something. A lot of people have peanut allergies, and they are very dangerous because unless a person with a peanut allergy, let's say, knows that the particular food they're eating doesn't have any peanuts in it or wasn't manufactured in a factory that also processes peanuts, they can literally get extremely sick and even die. So here's an interesting thing that I came across, that peanut allergies in children have tripled in the United States in the past two decades. And now a team of Australian researchers has developed a treatment that may help stop this trend. In a small clinical trial, children with a peanut allergy were randomly assigned to two groups. The first group received a daily probiotic combined with peanut protein and increasing amounts for 18 months. The other received a placebo. When the original study was completed in 2013, 82% of the children treated were deemed tolerant to peanuts, compared with less than 4% of the placebo group. And a follow-up study has revealed that the majority of the children who gained an initial tolerance now consume peanuts regularly, and 70% passed a test to confirm that they no longer have a peanut allergy just from taking probiotic.
Again, folks, where do you get that probiotic? It's called Probiotic Flora, healthyandorganic.net, the same site that I'm recommending you check out for your essential oils. That probiotic, as I said earlier, I take it at every meal. It is an amazing product. We highly recommend that's where you get it, since there are no toxins or chemicals. It's natural and organic. Probiotic Flora. And again, you can get your essential oils there. Beverly, what is the advice you want to give people so they get now is the time to get involved, that you can start today, that it's never too late to get on a health path?
I guess for most people who say, and you have a poem about that, if not now, when, or something, you know, someday, yes, people who say someday, is to actually begin to work on their mind and recognize they are in charge of their life, and this is a serious health problem, and to make up their mind today that they will not be demanding antibiotics, that they will get rid of their antibiotic sprays immediately, that if they are concerned about having bugs and viruses and germs, which are always there, they will go to the site you recommend, get some of the essential oils, begin to use them, and absolutely take a probiotic supplement every single day. It is essential today for your health. And when I say essential, I don't mean a good idea. I'm saying it's essential. The problem is getting worse and worse. And the superbugs, remember I mentioned that at the beginning, there are bugs that do not respond to antibiotics, and the reason they don't respond is because it's just like in everything else, there's always a few that resist treatment. You know, we have that with another bug that I hate, the roaches. You know, there's some that just refuse to die. Well, this happens with your bugs, the negatives, and when the microbes, the good microbes, can't kill them, and so they just become resistant. And you don't want to ever, ever have to go to a hospital with the possibility that you may have be one of the 10% of the people who are actually getting an infection that you didn't have before you came there. So take care of yourself. Wake up. That's my answer, because I know we do these shows and we tell people things every single week that are important for their health. And most of the people, as you depict with your wonderful poem, Someday, will say, yeah, someday. It's not someday anymore. Someday is here. It's here. It's now. You need to take care of yourself.
And, folks, the poem, If Not Now, When, we shared that with you earlier, so you can hear it just by listening to the show yet again and sharing it with people. All shows are archived, 8 years of shows. And Someday, I wrote that one for those of you who actually believe there is a someday. I wrote it for all of you who think that way. This should drive the point home that it doesn't exist. So check this out. Technology. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look.
I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
If not right now, when? Sunday does not exist. You can check out every calendar. I'd love you to find one that says someday, and I'll be happy to reward you with a great book by one of our fabulous authors. Okay, Beverly, back to you. What message do you want to leave with our audience? And no doubt you'll have a poem on.
Pretty much we've left the message. It's important to take care of this now. I do want to mention something. All of the things that I said are bad for you, they create too much acidity in your system. And an acid environment is what the bad microbes thrive on. And alkaline, which is fruits and vegetables, and I'm going to say healthy foods, is what the good microbes thrive on. So be aware of what you're putting into your mouth. And at the same time, be sure to get some probiotics. And if you find you have any of the conditions that I mentioned, going to a medical facility and getting some drugs for it is not the answer. The answer is increase the probiotics. You will not harm yourself. That's what's wonderful. There are no negative side effects, just better health.
And speaking of better health, I'm sure you have a poem on taking care of your life, so let's hear that one now.
Yes, and it's actually called Taking Charge, and I wrote it originally in a book that I wrote, which is out of print now. I wrote it in the 80s that was called Taking Charge. For all the dreams you've ever dreamed from deep within your soul, for all the challenges you'll find as you travel towards your goal, for all the secret fears you feel as you reach to touch your star, this message is for you, for I know how great you are. What do you want? Name it. The world waits for you to claim it. Life is filled with pain and pleasure. Come on now. Go for the treasure. I understand your hesitation, for I too have been through it. Open your mind. Prepare yourself. Expect success as you do it. It's not only the other guy who has what it takes to make it. No, my friend, it's all there for you. Here's the key. Now, take it. Waiting for you is happiness, wealth, peace of mind, and vibrant health. Just get started, and you're on your way. Take charge of your life. Begin today.
Begin Today, extraordinary poem, as always. Begin Today, and another component of being healthy is to be happy. So, folks, here's my poem, set to music by Tetsy Uber, called I'm Happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And I'm always happy and feeling healthy when we have our fabulous health guru, Beverly Nadler. Here's to your Health Thursday. I want to thank you for yet again a very powerful show. Folks, and the website, joycebarryandfriends.com, upper right search bar, put in essential oils, put in Beverly Nadler. You can get so much more of what we're talking about. It's yours 24/7 available. Okay, Beverly, just final word. What would that be?
Final words. I love you all, and the reason we do this show is to impact your life, because the more we impact your life, the more you impact the entire life of this planet, because we're all linked. We're all vibrating together, and we all are a part of this incredible existence. And the healthier you are, the happier you are, so are the people around you. Take care of yourself, folks. It's really, really important.
I second that. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. We want to make you happy each and every day. And this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. We love you, folks. We thank you for listening to our show. Share it with your friends. Download the shows. Send them to the links. And please follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Joyce Barry. We love to having you be a part of our family that's very much up on what is going on in our world and letting us share it with you to be a part of your world. So join with us in singing and dancing and laughing. Do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry MASH. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.